Welcome back. You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Orla alongside Andrea. Now, working out at home can be really tough, let's be honest. There just doesn't seem to be the same buzz or motivation to get going. Now, at the start of the pandemic, our next guest took her popular Barry Bootcamp workout class in Miami to online classes for all her clients, which over the last 2 years has amassed a worldwide following for her daily 30-minute workouts. Rachel Robinson spent her earlier days on MTV's The Challenge, a 2-time winner, and now fitness motivator and online trainer at rachelfitness.com. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show, Rachel.
Thank you, Orla. What an introduction. I love it.
Now, during lockdown last year, I have to be honest, I did your live Instagram morning workouts religiously alongside friends that were in the UK, like my friend Lindsay Rosen, in the States and here in Canada. And you kept me going. Honestly, it's such a pleasure to have you on our show now.
I mean, I am so happy to be on the show, and I cannot tell you enough how supportive and amazing the Canadian clientele has been. Canada, I feel like I said, I'm an honorary Canadian now because it's, you know, I mean, my wife is Canadian, so I have a tie to, you know, loving the country and feeling connected to it. But now I feel even more connected because I've been able to connect with people from all over the world, like you said, and in the process, I fell in love with also working out at home, which I never thought I would do either. So
well, let's be honest, Rachel, it is so difficult. I mean, I have a gym at home. If you don't have a gym at home, to even get yourself into that mindset, like, how do you motivate your clients to log on every morning and work out with you? Because we all have such a great time. I don't know what your secret is.
It's, you know what, honestly, it's a mix of it being about community. So like you said, you had a friend in the UK that you were doing it with. You had friends in Canada. It really became this thing where even though people were not in the same room, they felt connected. And it's one of the main reasons that even though I've now taken the workout to a subscription platform and there's a little bit of a different formula now to it, but I've kept the base of it the same, which is the live 8:30 a.m., you know, get up and start moving with me. So I basically film the workout live on Instagram, and anyone who wants to join and work out with me at the same time does. And it really has become this meetup in the morning. In one of the things I love about what I created or what I did is that sometimes I find with fitness, it can be such an ego-driven thing, whereas I feel like I've really been focused on making it about everyone else, connecting with each other and, you know, finding their own progress and their own perfect body, whatever that is to them. You know, I don't focus on this idealistic, you know, body that everyone needs to get to. It's just about being stronger, feeling better, your mental health, your physical health, and it all kind of comes together after that. So it really has been people just like-minded reached, you know, all came on the alive. I already had a pretty good following just with my Miami clientele. So I knew when I started, you know, March 2020, if you go back to my original workouts, I laugh when I look at them because one, they were like, my phone was literally like propped up on the floor.
Yeah.
And two, I was basically, I went back and looked at one and I basically say at one point, guys, if we're still doing this next week, like I'm going to add a resistance band. And it's like, here I am almost 2 years later and it's become a way of life for me. And a way of life for so many other people.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like for a lot of people, this has been a really positive shift. I know myself, I'm getting way more workouts in doing them at home and shaving off the time of having to go somewhere. And, you know, I love it.
Absolutely. It's so much more effective, you know, like I think anybody with children at home or anyone who has a really crazy life, which is so many of us, if you could just turn on something and especially with my workouts, I am so focused on efficiency. So even though the workouts are 30 minutes, it's probably what you would do in an hour workout.
Yeah.
If you were to go to the gym and kind of prancy around and do go here, go there, you know, the pace is so quick. And I've also encouraged people to really walk or get those 10,000 steps in or however it is. It doesn't have to be running. but it's just moving your body. And I mean, people have really just changed their entire outlook from their home.
Absolutely. What are some of the biggest challenges that you hear from your clients when it comes to working out at home? And I guess, what advice would you give, I guess, for perfecting that sort of that home workout situation?
I mean, I think in the beginning, the biggest challenge was finding things. So people were trying to find weights, trying to find, you know, what they need for the workout. Now everybody has what they need. So you can easily do my workout from home. And all you need is a base set of equipment, which I put on my homepage of my website. And it's a set of medium weights, a set of heavy weights, and like a band kit that I sell, which is basically a resistance band with handles and then one of those little mini bands. It's like a circle. And the biggest, the biggest thing that I can tell people that will keep them motivated is just keep doing it. The more you make it a lifestyle, the more when you don't do it, you feel off. That's the point you want to get to. And, when I did launch my subscription, I didn't put a membership that was like a once a week option. Because to me, that's not where I want people to jump into the workout. I want people who do this workout to commit to it to at least 4 to 5 times a week. And I think that's realistic when you're talking about 30-minute workouts. The biggest thing that people need to realize is just to wake up and do it. And if you do need somebody to do it with, it's so easy to FaceTime now, or even I have people who Zoom together and they meet up on Zoom. And it really becomes this meetup for them, almost like a workout class.
But 100%.
Now, I mean, from your home, there's no better time. You guys are in winter. You guys are, still
yes.
kind of in and out of lockdown. You never
yes.
know what's going to happen.
Yes.
So it's been, I would just say connect with the community. Connect
yeah.
with, and if you don't have a friend or someone who does do the workout, I now do Zooms every month. I do a monthly Zoom, and people can come on there and, obviously, I've gotten to meet so many people, so I see their face. But what I've realized is that people will, on the Zoom, connect with other people. Like, they'll hear that someone's in their town, or they'll hear that someone lives close to them. And the next thing I know, there's a group of people meeting up in Ohio, or there's a group of people meeting up in Canada.
I used to find it incredibly motivating knowing that when I logged on my little iPhone watching you propped up yeah. against like a bench, and then I would see my friend Lindsay's name popping up mm-hmm. as well. I'm like, wow, we're in two different countries. We're doing it together. It made me feel really good. It's like you're still working out with your friends.
Absolutely. That's why I say that the sense of community is not lost on my home workout. That's really where I want people to get to. When you do this workout or you do any workout, it should be something fun. It should be something you look forward to. That's another thing I really focus on. I always keep my music fun. I always
yes.
keep it moving. I keep the moves very simple and to the point, but very
yes.
effective.
And I think that's something to point out to anyone who's interested on doing an online platform workout, that since I've done your workouts, like I was addicted to it when our gyms weren't open.
Yeah.
You're incredibly motivating. The music was great. I was able to do all the moves. I mean, obviously, if you want to make it harder for yourself, you lift up heavier weights. But I just
yeah.
found that every level could do your online workouts.
Yeah, and that's exactly the goal for any group fitness instructor. It's you should never walk into a group fitness, whether it's a home workout or an in-person workout. It should be leveled off to where advanced is still going to get crazy hard workout, but beginners are still going to feel motivated and in it.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but it's been
Aww.
Amazing
we
having you on
forever.
The show. I know.
Well, anybody listening, or you guys have to tell me, I want to put this up. I want to share it with everybody, but rachelfitness.com, for anyone who is listening that wants to check out what we do, you can go there and see everything. So
100%. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'll see
thank
you online.
You both. Orla, Andrea, I'll see you guys soon.
That's Rachel Robinson. You can follow Rachel for her Instagram Live online workouts at Rachel_fitness. Check out her website, rachelfitness.com. Her lives are at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday to Friday. Or you can catch all her workouts on her YouTube channel, Rachel Fitness, coming up Are you fed up with dry, dehydrated, dull-looking winter skin? Dermatologist Dr. Hakeem from Vic Park joins us next on how to look after your skin during the winter months. But first, let's get the latest news from the CTV newsroom.